It's nothing but filth and dirt in the guise of art, but if you do three psychological phrases before the word vagina, now it becomes an art. What is the significance of the vagina? How would you express the vagina? And if you have a vagina, should you go with your vagina or without your vagina? If a guy says, hey, you want to hear about the vagina? Filthy. But if you go, the vagina has a delicate matter, which is, and all of a sudden you're from a university and you're not ashamed to be a filthy, low-life bastard. Well, let's be honest about it. Would anybody talk that way? If a decent person wouldn't talk, would you walk over to a woman and say, hello, how's your vagina? I want to talk. But of course, you're not art. First, you have to get a license as an art form, and then you can become a filthy person. If you want to go to a Broadway show now, you're afraid to even mention it. How could you even say where you want to go? What are you going to say to a respectable person? You want to see the one with the urine, or would you want to see the vagina? No, I want to see the penis. I want to see the penis, and then we'll see the urine. First, we'll watch 2 hours of the vagina, then we'll go to the penis and back to the urine. You like urine? Nah, I like a vagina much better than urine. But it's considered art, so it's acceptable. If I talked that way, everybody here would say, what happened to Jackie Mason? Became a filthy person. You wouldn't accept it from me. If I called this show the Penis Recital, would you say this a show? If I called this show the Rectum Chronicles, you would say it's disgusting, right? Because I don't wear filthy schmatters, and I don't have a pair of glasses with a bald head. It's a kroch and a haggard, and I don't stand like this. I don't know. Woo-hoo. With a regular jacket, you have to be clean. You take off your schmatters, and you look to kroch. Woo-hoo. Art. Take a look at the show, The Graduate. The Graduate got the worst reviews of any show in the history of the country, and it's jammed. Why? Why? Because Kathleen Turner shows her ass for a second and a half. And everybody wants to know, what time is her ass coming out? You think I'm making this up? Then nobody goes into that show until they know what time the ass is coming out. Everybody works at the box office will tell you that. That everybody who comes to the box office says, forget the show. Does her ass come out 9:30? What time? And which way does she show it? Does she show it on this side? Does she show it on that side? If you get a seat on this side where you can see the whole ass, $300. The other side, $14.50. And they walk out mad. They all say, ah, it was a half-air show, and they don't. This is all shameful and disgusting. I'm the only decent person left, and I got nobody to talk to. So, what do you want to do now? The truth of the matter is that a show has to be either dirty or get a great review. If it's getting a great review, everybody loves it, even if they don't know what the hell it's about. The most popular show in America is a show that has absolutely nothing in it. It's in Las Vegas right now. Siegfried and Roy. Any of you see that show? Well, I don't like to louse up anybody. But let me ask you a question. Is there anything going on in that show? Nothing. Nothing. Two fegelach and a tiger, that's it. Two figurelach and a tiger running back and forth for an hour and a half. Did you see the tiger? There was the tiger. Then the other figurelach. There's a figurelach here. Then the tiger comes out. He's also a figurelach. And that's the. I'm not making fun of them because they're homosexuals. I would say the same thing if they were heterosexuals. Is it a show because two figurelach found a tiger? Does that make it a show? What if I told you, here's a show, two heterosexuals and a horse. Is this a show? Here's another show, two Jews and a zebra. Is this a show? If you can't do nothing, it's not a show. Am I right? Who am I talking to? Here's another show, the Riverdance. Riverdance is the biggest fraud in the history of show business. There's no bigger fraud in the history of show business than Riverdance. 87 Irishmen are doing one step a whole night. A whole night. This is it. The club does it. A half an hour later, they're still jumping up and down. That's the whole show. I just gave it to you for nothing. This is it. This is the whole show. The club does it. That's the first hour. The second hour, they turn around and they do it this way. And everybody gets excited. They came from Ireland. Who gives a fuck where you came from? Because you came from Ireland, it makes it a show. What if it was seven Jews from Pittsburgh? Does that make it a show? You know how much knife that takes? Well, I have the knife to go to Ireland and tell them one joke a whole night? Imagine if I went on the stage, you want to hear a joke? Here's a joke. You want to hear it again? Here it is again. Son of a bitches. But people love it. They love the show because they cannot believe that Irish people could stand up a whole night. They can't believe it. Son of a bitches. There's a worse show than this. You remember what was worse than this? Titanic. I don't mean the play. I don't mean the picture. I'm talking about the play. The picture was a brilliant picture, and I would never make fun of the movie. Everybody knows it was a colossal, fantastic, brilliant kind of an accomplishment. It's heralded as one of the great movies of all time. I'm not making fun of the movie. I'm talking about the play. This was a musical. 3,000 people drowned. Do you know how sick you have to be to even think of music at a time like this? Who would think of music? If God forbid somebody drowned, would you say, hey, I got a good song for that? Imagine if somebody said to you, my uncle died. Is that right? Did you see the dancers? They were all happy dancers. They drowned. Ooh, 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 ooh. They drowned today. They drowned yesterday. Ooh. How did they drown? The water. Ooh. How high was the water? Ooh. Good night.